Welcome to the Church of the Week. And this week, our church is St. Peter's Episcopal Church. They're in Lake Mary, Florida, off of Reinhardt Road. And the pastor there is Charles L. Holt. We're going to have a message from him in just a moment. Are you sometimes ashamed to share the gospel from Acts 16, Revelation 22? But before that, find out a little bit about Charles L. Holt and St. Peter's Episcopal Church. And Pastor Holt, nice to have you with us here this afternoon.
Oh, great to be with you, Alan.
Well, we always enjoy finding out a little bit about the pastors who are pastoring the various churches around Central Florida here. Now, you were born and raised where?
I was born in Gainesville, but I was raised in Jacksonville, Florida. But basically, our whole life here in Florida, we love it.
Yeah, really. I mean, you're a Florida boy, basically.
That's right.
Were you brought up in the church? How did you find out about the Episcopalians?
I was not a church-going person. My family didn't go to church, and I didn't actually start attending church till I was in college. I was part of college Bible study that was on the Book of Romans, and the Lord just got a hold of me through that study of the Book of Romans, and I realized that I needed to be set free by the Spirit of God. And I prayed. I was actually in a fraternity house. I prayed in the fraternity house that the Lord would set me free by His Holy Spirit. And after that, I really became a person on fire for Jesus and was in church every Sunday after that. That didn't happen until my junior year of college.
So your family were not Christians then?
I would say that they would call themselves Christians. They certainly believe the right things, but probably the best way to put it is they weren't churchgoers. They believe in the Lord and pray and that kind of thing, but not people that go to church.
Now, was this a group that was in your college? Did they come there to minister to you in some way?
Yeah, I was actually sitting in a communications class for the business school, and right in front of me was a friend of mine from high school, and so he invited me to the Bible study, and once I went, I was really learning the Bible for the first time, and it was life-changing.
The Book of Romans is a good book to be in, let me tell you.
That's right. You get to Romans chapter 7 and 8, where it talks about why do you do the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, and how do you get free from that, and that was the real key passages for me that really the Lord used to change my life.
That's the first book after I was a Christian that I started to read Romans. And actually, that was a mistake because the guy said, oh, I told you to read John. He said, but Romans is good, too. It's a very convicting book. It's a very doctrinal book.
Yeah. And actually, the theme of the sermon that you're going to be playing from St. Peter's is really, there's a part in Romans chapter 1 where he talks about, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul models that in the passage that is in that sermon from Acts, where he's bold for the gospel of Jesus and is not afraid to proclaim that.
That's very true. And then you have Acts 17, and that's even bolder, I would think.
That's right.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, being here among the Epicureans and the Stoics and all the people with all their thoughts, and then they hear him talking about the resurrection, and they think he's a seed picker or something. Isn't that what that says, I think, in the original language, if I'm not mistaken? It's nice to have you here today with us on the Church of the Week. Interesting hearing about how that all happened. How did you get into the Episcopal faith? I'm curious about that.
Well, the Episcopal Church has wonderful liturgy and worship, and so I was attracted to taking communion every week. And then the other aspect of the Episcopal Church is that it has a real commitment to worshiping the triune God and putting our worship of Him and that horizontal or that vertical relationship as primary. So an example, when we start a worship service in the Episcopal Church, we don't really say, good morning, everybody welcome. We actually, the first words out of the mouth of the pastor are, blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Anglican Episcopal worship starts with that vertical relationship. And to me, that seemed right. And then the other piece of it is that the Episcopal Church, like a lot of the mainline churches, really needs strong biblical preaching and teaching from the pulpit. And those churches have gotten older and older as time has gone on, and they need an infusion of good, strong, biblical, young preaching and teaching. And so my passions were a good fit for what that particular denomination needs. And so I'm I love it. It's a great, great mission.
And now you're at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lake Mary. How long have you been there?
I've been the pastor of St. Peter's for 15 years.
15 years? That's a long time.
Yep. I started right after, right when September 11th happened.
Oh, wow.
The church was packed. People were coming back to the Lord as, trying to make sense of that event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in a season in the life of our country where we really need to call people back to the faith. In Seminole County, only about 10% of the population is actually attending church on a Sunday morning. And we needed to get that turned around. Our church is actually in the process of building a new sanctuary building that'll make a prominent church building in the city of Lake Mary. And it's fascinating that currently there are no churches that are prominently built on the major roads that go through the city of Lake Mary. So this would actually be the first building that's noticeable and visible from any major road in the city of Lake Mary.
Is that being built at this moment, or is that in the future?
We are in the process of raising the funds for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the campaign's called The Church on the Hill, and that really shows the vision of what this congregation is about, is that we want to be the salt and light of our community and set, like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, set us as a city on a hill so that people could be drawn to the Lord through our faith and the glory of God manifesting in our lives as the light of Christ.
St. Peter's Episcopal Church is in Lake Mary. When do you meet on Sundays?
We have a traditional worship service with choir and organ that meets at 9 o'clock. And then if you want to come and experience a contemporary expression of Anglican worship, 11 o'clock a.m. would be the one to go to.
Now, do you have a website?
Yeah, stpeterslakemary.org.
stpeterslakemary.org, and saint is S-T, I notice here.
Yep.
Okay.
One of the things I would say is, if you come and visit us, I'd love to give you a copy of a new book that I wrote, too, called The Spirit-Filled Life. And if you visit, you get a copy for free.
If you visit, you get a copy for free.
That's right.
Will you autograph it?
I would if you asked.
That's pretty good. Okay.
More interested in getting the word out than my signature.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today on the Church of the Week. The church is St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lake Mary. My guest and pastor for the church is Charles L. Holt. Stay tuned for the message coming up next. And Pastor Charles Holt, thank you so much for being with us here on the Church of the Week.
Alan. My pleasure.